This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
Today's question comes from Noah in Colorado. My husband and I have two young kids. We have no debt and make about $200,000 between the two of us. For the first time in our lives, we make enough to live comfortably and save for retirement. We've gone from $25,000 to $300,000 in savings over the last 3 years. My primary job is done remote, and I'm considering taking on a second remote job, which would add about $120,000 in income. I do not want to work more hours, but I believe I can work more efficiently and get good results. I want to do this so we can have the option to retire early and spend more time with our kids. Is having two remote jobs at the same time unethical, and am I setting myself up for failure? Christy, I love this question because I actually reported on this on the Ken Coleman Show. This is a new thing. There is a huge movement of people that are working two remote jobs at the same time. It's happening more and more. So the answer to the question is, it is unethical. It is wrong if both companies aren't aware of it. Now, if for some crazy, strange reason, both companies are going, yeah, we're fine with you knocking down salaries or whatever the pay is for two companies, then of course it's okay. But for one to not know about the other, I don't think that's right. I don't at all, even though it's doable and people are doing it.
Okay, here's what I heard in this question. And tell me if maybe I'm reading into it too much. Here's what I heard. They said, I don't want to work more hours.
Yeah, well,
but I believe I could work more efficiently. So if you had asked me, I didn't know about that study, and I know you're reporting, but if you're saying, is it unethical to have two jobs? No, people have two jobs all the time, whether they're remote or out in the workforce, but you have to physically be present and work those hours, right? Like, you have to actually do those hours. If you're planning to work from home and not actually work those hours and just collect the check, then of course that's unethical, yeah, regardless of the other company, because yeah, you're planning to collect money for work you're planning to not
that's
do.
That's my point.
So
this is not possible.
No. Now, let's use an analogy here. Well, but it is if you work 80 hours a week. I mean, if you work the hours and the companies know, then I don't know why you couldn't do
but
it.
But I know, but that's what I said. The companies have got to know.
Yeah, if the companies
that's
know.
That's not right.
But even if the companies know, you still have to actually work the hours.
Yeah, and you
cannot imagine that you're just not going to work,
yeah,
and are going to collect a paycheck. Let me give you an example. So, Ken, when I registered for my first seminary class this summer, it said, you know, the curriculum said every class requires about 15 hours a week.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm going like, but does it? But does it? Could I maybe get this done in, like, I don't know, 7 to 8? Like, that was my, no, Ken, it's really 15 hours a week. Yeah. So, like, it's forced me to make, yes, time in my schedule for this, as much as I would love for it to only be 7 hours. Noah, if this job says it's a 40-hour-a-week job, then unless you want to work 40 hours, then yes, it's unethical.
Which you're not going to do.
Because you're asking, yeah, if you can basically, yeah, not work those hours they're asking for. That is lying,
yeah, yeah,
and cheating and,
yes,
stealing.
Yes.
And yes, it's lying. But if you want to work those 40 hours and you want to work 80 hours a week, by all means, take that second job as long as they know.
Yeah, which she's not going to do. So that's why I said what I said. These people are doing this, Christy. It's crazy. There's these people online and they're like encouraging people to do this and they're cheating companies. They're like taking two full-time jobs and not working full-time because they're at home. It's unbelievable.
Well,
I can't believe it, but it's real, because here's the deal. This is what remote work does. I'm not anti-remote work, but without accountability, you can want someone to work 40 hours a week, but they could probably do it in 20.
Well, that's a leadership problem.
You don't disagree with me on this. I know you don't.
I don't disagree.
The company's got to know about it. You can't take two full-time 100%, jobs.
100%, but I'm saying if they say we have a position, there's a 40-hour position, but we're going to give you 3 minutes of work, well, then you don't have a full-time position. You,
right,
need to fix your position,
right,
and give them more work.
That's not what's going on.
No,
the point,
no,
is,
no, no,
people are not telling both companies that they're knocking down,
right,
double the salary. So it,
right,
it is. This is a thing, though.
No,
this is not a rare question, is what I'm pointing,
well,
out.
Well, but then it's good that you point that out, because we need people to be very clear on our stance. If you plan to work two remote jobs and not work the hours required by two remote jobs that both jobs know about, you are lying,
yes,
cheating, and stealing. You're,
yes,
a lot, by
without
definition,
question,
you're a liar.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just want to go ahead and be clear so everyone,
yeah,
knows. But if you want to work both those jobs,
yeah,
all the hours,
yeah,
tell both jobs,
yep,
sure, collect both salaries if you do the work for it. Otherwise, you're lying.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well,
we're on the same page there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I get why people are doing it, because, again, there's no oversight.
How do they get away with that, though? Like, how do they
because
have...
Because there's no oversight. You're not in an office where somebody can see what you're doing. And so you're doing the emails. You're doing the meetings.
Is it just they don't have 40 hours worth of deliverables to where anybody would know, oh, they're slipping on their work? I just can't imagine.
Yeah.
So there's just not... The work is not... It's not really
that. They're able to get the job done to the point that their leadership isn't firing them over it, at least at this point. Now, again, this is a relatively new phenomenon. There's two dudes who went online and created a whole website. I don't want to give them any love. Because I don't like where it's going.
Right.
But the bottom line is if you can get away with it. But like she said at the last part of the question, A, is it unethical? Yes, based on what we said. And B, am I setting myself up for failure? Yeah. Yeah, personal
failure. Would you go get
By the way, they make $300,000. Excuse me, they make $200,000. Yeah. I mean, they've got $300,000 in savings. Relax.
Would you go get two full-time jobs in person? If you wouldn't, then you don't need to take two in remote
positions. That's exactly the point. And she wouldn't.
But there's people that work two full-time jobs all the time. That's fine. If you want to do it.
I have no problem with that. But as long as you are fulfilling what is required of you.
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
Good stuff. All right. We've beat that horse to oblivion.
Well, I think it's good to call out because I didn't realize this was a thing.
Oh, it's happening.
But in addition to the fact that it's a thing, your character's at stake here. Your integrity, your character,
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.